Back to Buff Talk live from Old Chicago. Cal Friedman here with you, the voice of the Buffaloes. If you're trying to get into Old Chicago tonight, we do have a reminder that classics of Coors Light and Miller Light, including Busch Light and Bud Light, are $4 pints, $5 talls tonight to celebrate game day. It's week one of the NFL season coming down to a wrap. Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets. Before we go too far into that, I'd like to introduce juniors Evan Finch, Ethan Gomez. Guys, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, I got to ask this before this game gets underway. I know you're more of an NFL fan, Ethan. You got a pick for tonight's game?
I don't know if the Bills will be able to hold Aaron Rodgers or the offense that he has, but I think the Jets can hold, as long as Sauce Gardner can hold Stephon Diggs, I think they should do pretty well.
Do you have fantasy, by the way? Because no. Okay, I was going to say, because the way you were talking during the interview with Coach Swedberg, which we had earlier on, I heard you talk about Bijan Robinson. I know you're talking about your Cowboys fan, so pretty fun night for you last night.
Yes, sir.
You got any favorite players on the Cowboys?
Micah Parsons has been a beast, and I just want to see Tony Pollard do good too, as he's coming in as like the new starting running back now.
Yeah, he's been pretty good so far. So I want to ask you both, last Friday night, obviously got the win, but before the game even started, you guys get to run through the tunnel for the first and second half. Is there a better feeling than that, just getting to do that first time of the year?
No,
not at all.
Okay, Evan, I want to start with you. I was just talking with Coach Hill. He was saying, you know, you're making that transition from playing wide receiver last year, playing free safety now. How's the adjustment been?
It's been good. It's fun. You learn more. I mean, everything. It's just all around more fun.
You guys played really well
defensively
these first couple weeks.
Yep.
Is there something that's really stood out to you that Coach Reich's been telling you guys you've done well?
I mean, really just play fast and play hard. That's really what stood out. It's, I think, part of our success is we just play fast and play hard. If we mess up, we're going hard at least. So,
mm-hmm. Did you work with Coach Reich too much before this season?
No, not a whole lot.
Okay, tell the people listening, what's he kind of like from day to day? How would you describe him?
He's different. He always not in a bad way. He's always got certain things he says, like the last couple weeks, it's been attack. He wants to attack everything. So he's fun. I like him.
All right. Transition back to Ethan. So something that I talked to you about on Friday after the game. Thank you so much for doing that again. First play of the game, they jump off sides for the encroachment. You go back to the sideline, and Coach Hill tells you the play, which is to go long, and you went long for Ethan Allen. How excited were you to run that play? Did you know you have a big smile on that face knowing what was going to come next?
I knew right whenever he called it. I knew EA was, or Ethan Allen, he was going to be down there somewhere. So as long as I checked it up, he was going to go get it. So,
what's the chemistry like between you and Ethan?
We've been working together all summer ever since like we knew that we were going to be the guys on offense. So I feel like it's become strong and we know each other. I know what he's thinking. He knows what I'm thinking. So
what was going through your head as that play was going on?
I was like, oh, there he is. Got to put it down there. I really didn't want to underthrow him because of how fast he is. So I tried my hardest to put it out there in front of him, and it was a good ball. So,
to switch back over to you, to Evan, you were on the sideline for that play after, you know, a hard loss week one. Can you describe the mood on the sideline right after it happened?
Oh, it jumped pretty quick. I mean, we were ready for the game, and then that happened, and everyone was really ready for the game. I mean, everyone kind of jumped a step up in their excitement. So
this guy scored 4 touchdowns on Friday.
Yeah.
What'd you make just watching through? How did the sideline, you know, react to how the way he's playing?
Good. Yeah. Everybody was happy. Everyone was cheering. Everybody. There was no one standing back. No one just being themselves. We were a team.
For sure. Back to you, Ethan. So those 4 touchdowns, what would you say is something that really worked well for you on Friday that allowed you to kind of play as well as you did?
I think my linemen did amazing on Friday. They gave me enough time to make every throw. They set everything up easy for me. And even on the run, they blocked amazing on my running touchdown. So they made everything real easy for me that day.
On that rushing touchdown, you kind of faked the pitch. Was that something that you knew you were going to do when you ran that play, or was that an impromptu thing?
I just told myself, like, if he does this, I'm going to go fake the pitch and I'm going to turn up and try to get myself a touchdown.
I can't remember how you celebrated, do you?
I don't know. I kind of jumped up with Adrian. He kind of held me up in the air for a second and just dapped up all my homies on the field.
All right, so kind of vice versa of what I just asked, Evan, I'll ask you. So you're on the sideline. You're watching the defense ball out. You guys didn't give up any point until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
How cool is it to watch your defense play that well?
It was amazing. They were all flying around, D-line, linebackers, DBs. Everyone was moving around, moving fast. It was amazing. It was kind of tiring because they got a lot of three and outs and we're back on the field so fast. But I bet they almost feel the same way.
But come on, Evan. You're wearing them out. You're wearing a hat now.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so transitioning to a different sport you both play. You both play baseball.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Would you say, I'll start with you, Evan. Would you say that helps you when moving from baseball season to football season?
Yeah, I do, I think. I mean, just being active helps a whole lot. I mean, running around, everything. It helps both sports. I mean, baseball helps football and football helps baseball. I think it's just staying active and staying in shape.
And you mentioned, Ethan, that you're a middle infielder and it can kind of help the way that you throw the ball. How has that helped you?
It's helped me with, because there's a lot of different arm slots you may have to throw in throughout a game. Even though we don't throw as much, there's still different like opportunities to do different things. So I think it helps me with all different types of things like that. And quicker feet. I need to have quick feet at quarterback.
Do you feel you're better at baseball or football?
I think football. I don't know. Football. I want football to be my main sport, but baseball comes kind of easy.
And then I'll ask you the same thing.
You know, it probably depends on the day, honestly. I don't know.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
Be better at both on different days.
Yeah.
How would you describe the chemistry of the baseball team compared to the chemistry of the football team? Is there a difference?
I think baseball was, like, a lot more jokey. I feel like at practice we had a lot more freedom to, like, joke around, but I think now that we come to football season, we're more focused in practice and we're ready to get things done while still having fun with the team.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Ethan. I mean, the focus is there. There's more focus at football practice than than baseball practice. But I mean, they're both fun. I like them. I like them all.
Let me ask you this: do you have a favorite teammate, football wise, that you've been playing with defensively since you've made the switch?
Honestly, no, I love them all. I love them all the same. They all help me. I try and help as much as I can. And I love them all. Mm-hmm.
And Ethan, when I talked to Emilio a couple weeks on this same show, he said your true chemistry was very good. You found him for a touchdown, later on in that first quarter. What's gone into you two developing such good chemistry?
I think just focusing on practice and really communicating with each other. Like if I miss a throw to him, we communicate why, or if he like is kind of slow on a route, we communicate and we just kind of understand each other real well.
Coach, I will mention that you guys got together a lot during the summer. Who set that up?
It was kind of a couple of us, like Michael and Mario, so a few of the running backs, and they just texted me, asked if I wanted to go to the field one day with one of the older dudes, Jerry Ortega, who's now at the JUCO. We'd go work out every once in a while, and I invited Ethan. We had to get him there. And a couple of the other dudes, like Donovan, he would go all the time. And Braden Sneath, because we knew he was going to come up this year. So we tried to get a lot of the skills guys that we could get there.
And Sneath got his first touchdown on Friday as well.
Yes,
how happy were you for him?
I was proud because, I mean, last year there wasn't very many passing touchdowns on the varsity team, so I really wanted to make an impact and go get passing touchdowns and find that connection with him throughout the year.
What's the key to having those kind of performances more consistently?
I think whenever my linemen are working for me, I'm working for them. I'm trying to get them off the field as fast as I can and just feeling like the connection with my wide receivers, like you said, just pulling each other around the field.
All right, let me go a little away from football for a second. During the summer, obviously, you mentioned you were doing the summer workouts. Mm-hmm. What's some of the favorite things that you like to do off the field?
Off the field? I don't know, kind of just sitting at home, snacking. I'm a really big snacker.
Okay.
And, I don't know, sometimes playing video games with some of the guys on the team. That's real fun. Just a real fun environment to have.
Evan, I'll ask you the same question. Favorite hobbies off the field?
You know, the summertime, I like to eat like Ethan, too, and I try and find a job wherever I can, usually, so.
Did you work this summer?
Yeah, I did.
Where'd you work?
I worked at Western Irrigation.
Okay, how was that?
It was good, it was fun. I learned a lot.
Okay, got it. I'll go back to you for a second, Ethan. You mentioned your game a little bit.
Yeah.
Who's the best gamer on the team?
I'd probably say Michael is. Michael's really good at some different games. He's just on another level than everybody else.
Which games do you like to play against them in?
I like to play Siege with a couple of teammates, and then I will hop on Fortnite every once in a while with like a bunch of the crew, because I mean, it's not very fun just by yourself, but when you get a bunch of the guys on, it is the most funny thing that you can play.
Okay, I didn't play much Siege. My brother plays a lot of Siege. He's in college too. I did play a lot of Fortnite when that first came out. Mm-hmm. During COVID, that got me through it, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so vice versa, I ask you, the best guy is, who's the one guy you do not want to pick up?
Adrian Hernandez, our lineman, he's not one of the best players that you could have on your squad, like a 2v2 situation like that. Or that's probably who I'd have to go to, be the worst.
All right. Well, Adrian, keep protecting Ethan on the field, but he is not going to protect you off the field, unfortunately. I'll ask you both, going into Wichita West this week, I'll start with you, Evan. Two one-on-one teams, what would you say is the biggest thing that you want to be able to step up and do this week?
I guess just follow our assignments like we've been doing. I mean, our first game, we maybe had a couple blown assignments, maybe one or two, and that might have lost the game. So, I mean, just every play, every assignment, we need to stay on track.
So. Ethan, the same thing. What's one thing that you really want to improve on this week?
Our linemen are really the key to our offense, even like passing or running, more running usually, but they are the key. We run behind them all day, and I feel like as long as they're working, the whole team's going to be working right behind them, so they're really our leaders out there.
A couple more questions that I want to ask about Friday, because I'm still getting used to Buffalo's football here. Of course, you guys have experienced it. Is that the first time you guys have had a helicopter deliver the game ball?
Honestly, in my experience, I think.
I was not ready for that. Well, another thing that I was told about what I wasn't ready for is the crowds that you guys get. I think when we went to Heights, you guys had a lot of road fans there.
Yep.
Your entire section was packed out for this first game. Yep. Evan, I'll start with you. How important is it to have that kind of fan back?
It's important. I mean, they're big support. They're a part of the game, I guess. So, I mean, it's nice they travel with us and they support us.
Ethan, do you have people that always travel to your games?
Yeah, my mom, my dad, my stepmom, they're always there. They're as much as they can be, they'll always be there to watch me. And then home games, I have a lot of my uncles and aunts come that live in Garden. Yeah.
Would you say your parents a big influence for, you know, why you're playing varsity?
Yeah, I think so. They kind of like help me grow to be a leader, and they've always made me like push hard in football, be strong in every sports, and just never give up in anything.
Are you a mom's kid or a dad's kid? I know that's a very tough question to ask. I feel like I'm asking you too many tough questions right now.
But
honestly, it depends on the day for me.
You're a very day-by-day guy.
I'd have to agree. Like, when it comes to sports, my dad is like, that's all we do together. But when it comes to just like, just being at home, like, relaxing, probably mom's. She's always just chilling there with me, always ready to just relax on the couch, watch some TV.
All right, Ethan Gomez, Evan Finch, two juniors on the football team, two guys who are also on the baseball team, two guys who love to eat snacks. I guess that'll be my last question. Favorite snack from both of you guys?
Oh, probably the chewy dip granola bars. Those are really good.
Okay, healthy choice.
We just started getting these, and there are these little pretzels with peanut butter on the inside. I just mentioned those like before the interview, and those will fill me up real nice during school and while at home too.
Just based off that, I think I like Ethan's taste a little better than yours. But you know what, beggars can't be choosers. I want to thank you all for tuning into Buff Talk here at Old Chicago. We want to thank you so much to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room for providing hospitality. If you want to come check out Bills and Jets, that game's just gotten underway. Specials on drinks include U.S. Classics, $4 pints, and $5 talls. I want to thank you to head coach Brian Hill and Luke Swedberg for joining the show earlier. And, of course, big thank you to you two for joining the show right now. And, finally, thank you so much to Colin Wellhoff, who's back in the Garden City studio back for KO3KR99 for running the board for this one. You've been listening to this presentation of Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago. I've been Cal Friedman saying thank you so much for joining in. And we hope to see you next week at this very same time. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.